I'm happy now to welcome Randy Chagrou. He is a water conservation specialist with the City of Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk about water conservation in Santa Fe. That we've been at it for a good decade, a little more than a decade. How are we doing?
We are doing really, really well here in Santa Fe. The community is a super participant in the process of conserving water.
And how are we doing it? What are the actual means that we're using to conserve water?
Well, there's many ways. The city has programs, rebate programs, incentive programs. We do leak inspections and irrigation system inspections and recommend to people how to improve the efficiency of their irrigation, and as well as just public education. We do educational events for adults. Classes in the past. We've done classes on irrigation efficiency and for kids. And as a matter of fact, this week we are having a huge event for kids, for fourth graders, that we do every year. And we've done it for, I think, 7 years now.
And we're in the midst of it. It's, what is it called?
It's called the Children's Water Fiesta.
And what happens in that event?
Okay, we've got hundreds of kids each day. We focus on fourth graders because they are kind of a prime audience for us. And they'll take what they learn at the fiesta and build on it, take it home with them, remember it as they get older and older.
And correct their parents.
Exactly. Yeah, you'd be surprised how avid kids can be when they, you know, they have something that they can grab their parents and correct them with. So we have a series of events, of activities that the kids go to at the Water Fiesta, educational activities that are focused on different aspects of water conservation and water quality.
So water conservation, what do you actually teach them to do?
We teach them to begin simply, turn off the water when they're brushing their teeth or washing their hands. We focus on things like taking shorter showers and picking on their siblings to take shorter showers and build on that. We also teach them about where their water comes from and how important it is to preserve that water supply. Say here in Santa Fe, we've got our watershed and how critical it is to keep that pristine and free of pollutants.
How much of an effect has the low-flow toilet program had on the overall water consumption in Santa Fe?
It's had a huge effect. Back in the real drought days, the depths of the dirty drought, years ago, back in the early 2000s, we had to do something, and we had to make it happen as soon as possible. So the city mandated that commercial businesses replace their toilets. Most of them were older, high-flow toilets, like 3.5 to 5 gallons per flush. And so they had to go in and replace those with low-flow toilets, 1.6 gallons per flush. And we offered a program, or coordinated a program, where residents could get their toilets replaced for free with 1.6 gallon per flush toilets. And those credits that ensued from that replacement program were used to offset the water use of new building. And so that has kept our water use in Santa Fe not only steady with the growing population, but it's actually declined over the last 15 years, say, since we've been tracking it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a figure from a little over 10 years ago, which was about 221 gallons a day per household. Is that right?
Well, that may not be Santa Fe specifically. That may be more of an average. What we get in Santa Fe, the per capita use was about 165 gallons per person.
That's after the conservation kicked in.
No, as a matter of fact, that's per. So that would be for a household. That would be hundreds. What we do is we take the total water produced by our water system per day and then divide it by the population. That's gallons per capita per day. And about 15 years ago almost, that was 165 gallons per person per day. Just this last year, 2009, it was computed to be less than 100 gallons per person per day.
Now, does that include, I mean, you're talking about the whole city, so does
right.
that include restaurants and hotels and swimming pools and all that. So it's not like my house, I'm using 100
no.
gallons a day. Because I don't
no.
know what I would do with 100 gallons a day.
That's a good point. Some people do. You'd be surprised. It's a real broad way of looking at water consumption per person per day. And so it just shows that overall water use, because it does include all the business water use, has been greatly reduced and become much more conservative in order to bring that per capita per day number down 42%. So when you look at your personal water use, of course, that doesn't include commercial water use. But you want to factor in, you may use 100 gallons a day at your own home, but when you're out in the community, you're also using water.
Right.
You know, drinking a cup of coffee or taking a shower at the gym or things like that. So your personal water use is not just what you use at home every day.
So we have... We've done very well in reducing water consumption over the last 10, 15 years. What are, and we've done that through irrigation, you know, irrigating more intelligently. There have been some limits on irrigation at certain times.
Right.
The low-flow toilet system, educating people not to run the water when they're doing the dishes. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the next frontier?
Okay.
Low-flow shower heads?
That's already here. No, we've got low-flow shower heads. We continue an ongoing process of more incentives to, say, replace those old appliances. We're doing rebates now. We're one of the forefront, I think, and maybe the whole country, of giving a $480 rebate for replacing an old top-loading washing machine with a front-loading washing machine, because it's such a huge saver of water. And you don't have to change your behavior. We spoke about this a little before the program.
Right.
If you have to actually change your behavior to save water, you have to work at it harder. But if it's you're flushing the same toilet or doing the same load of laundry and yet using less water, it's a breeze. So we promote things like that, replacing old appliances. The next step beyond that, and people in Santa Fe are getting really enthusiastic, is rainwater harvesting.
Yeah.
And finding other sources of water to... for non-drinking, non-consumption purposes, watering your yard. They're looking at systems that you'll be able to use rainwater, say, to flush your toilet. These aren't really in place yet because there are certain restrictions with water quality and bringing non-potable water back into your house from the outside, but these are all getting worked out.
Now, is it at this point permitted to have a gray water system?
It is. And the city really wants to become a proponent rather than an obstacle. In the past, they just weren't sure what the best way to do it was. And the state had certain regulations, and the city did not want to violate those regulations. But now they really want to make that happen for people. So we are actively pursuing a new green building code, and beyond that, more specific building practices that are going to allow people to put in pre-plumbed gray water systems in their home as it's being built, so it's not just a jury rig add-on afterwards.
Right.
The state regulations are what it really comes down to, and the state says if you're using 250 gallons or less of your gray water in your own yard, then they don't want to hear about it. There's no regulation at all. So that's what the city's
250 basing. Gallons or less per what time frame?
Per day. So if you're, you know, running all your shower water, all your laundry water, things like that, you know, nothing that has real food content or say black water, you know,
right,
sewer water, you don't want to run that in the yard, then that's perfectly fine.
Now, there are some people like yours truly who are collecting shower water
Good.
Before it gets hot and just flushing the toilet with that.
That's a great idea.
Totally low tech.
Yeah, and that's, you know, more and more people are doing that. It's a little more labor intensive perhaps, but
well, if you call that labor.
Well, that's a good point. Some people look at labor at different levels.
Right.
And that's great. I mean, you can save a huge amount of water. We were talking, you know, using 100 gallons a day or less. Indoor water use, if you can get your use down to 50 gallons or less, you're doing a really good job.
Can you tell from your bill how much you're using per day?
What I do, I've got two teenagers, my wife and myself, and I just divide my water consumption. It's right there on the bill. It shows how many gallons you used. Just divide that by four, however many residents, and use that average. Because if one person is doing a little better and one person a little worse, you know, it's still a good way to look at it.
And commercial establishments and schools and most, except oddly enough, gas stations have gone way up in their water use. I don't know why. Do you know why that is?
I don't really.
It's odd.
It can be a variety of reasons. Car washes, obviously, that's their bread and butter. They sell water.
Yeah.
But they can also recycle it, though. There are systems out there, and we've got several laundries now in Santa Fe that are using active water recycling and saving hundreds of thousands of gallons of water a month.
And it's good for them because they're saving money.
Yeah, gas stations, you know what it could be partially is maybe they've installed a car wash and they're not yet recycling. They have installed food service because once you start serving food, selling ice, things like that, your water consumption, once you're selling that water to your customers in one way or another, even if it's not a direct transaction, your water use is going to jump up. And we're actively looking for ways at the City of Santa Fe Water Conservation Office to incentivize recycling, reuse, focusing on the expense of that water and getting people to cut back just as a way to save money for their business.
Randy Chagrou is Water Conservation Specialist for the City of Santa Fe. So if people want to get more involved, talk to somebody at the city, get their irrigation system checked, anything like that, what should they do?
Okay, they can call us at 955-4225. That's the Water Conservation Office. We've also got a lot of information online at a link from the city website, which is www.santafenm.gov. And then they look under Water Department and find Water Conservation, and it links to a separate website, which is www.water2conserve.com, and the 2 is a numeral in that.
So you can basically, you can go to santafenm.gov and poke your way around,
and you'll find it,
or even use Google. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to tell people about encouraging them to do more water conservation?
Just think about it, in your day-to-day life. One thing I tell kids is count how many times you flush the toilet in a day. Does it seem like a lot? Could you get by without, two or three of those? That's 5 gallons right there.
Right.
And just look at it as a community effort. And I have to say Santa Fe is, as a community, has really gotten behind this and is very enthusiastic about saving water, developing rainwater harvesting technologies. There are some real super enthusiasts out there that want to limit water use to about 30 to 50 gallons per person per day. And if you go above that, you have to pay a lot more for water. And I can't really argue with that. If you can show people the real true value of water, it automatically promotes conservation.
I wanted to ask you one more thing. Mm-hmm. So we have water... the rate of water use per capita going down. What about overall water use in a city that's growing?
That's a good point. It's also gone down in the last 10-year period because...
Even as the city has grown as much as it has.
As the city has grown maybe by more than 10,000 people. Of course, that's not going to last forever.
Right.
But just the super enthusiasm in Santa Fe has, conservation has way overshadowed additional water use from population growth. So we're just doing a great job. I cannot congratulate or thank the community enough for that.
Well, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
So thanks, Mary Charlotte. It's been fun.